Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah, I woke up way earlier than I needed to. Today is a asynchronous school day for Lucas. Thanks to the digital stuff that came about over the last few years, it's a way for the teachers to get an extra day without the students and without the kids not being in school.
Yep.
I'm just glad that they only have like two a year, so we got to sleep in a bit. And of course, me being trained to wake up super early most of the week anyways, I rarely, like, sleeping in for me is 6:30. Like, that's sleeping in. So
yeah, my sleeping in is about 7, and that's like
yeah, like, oh my god, that's amazing. But nope, I was up at 5:30 this morning, so yay. I made good use of the time, though. I fixed up a reaction video that I kind of screwed up playing with settings in OBS. Anyways, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cog, Daily Cup of Genre, here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network on all of your favorite podcast apps, whichever one that might be. Give us a follow on your favorite podcast app and subscribe on the YouTube channel. I'm Kyle, that's Manny. And welcome. It's Friday. It's the end of the week for some. For others, it's
Friday.
Just another day that ends in Y. Oh man. Did you see Scream yet? Scream 6.
We're watching it tonight. Date night.
You're watching it tonight.
Yep.
It's got a lot of good buzz about it.
You know what? Gig loves it. He's even doing TikToks for it. So yeah, I'm like, okay. It has
his
to be.
His name popped up on an advertisement or something.
One of the last trailer for it. So it must be pretty good.
Congrats, Gig. Good job.
Yeah. No, I was so happy. And then with the placement of his quote was actually pretty cool too. So yeah, no, just really good buzz about it. And we're watching it tonight. We'll see how the theater is compared to Creed last week. Actually, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, there's a couple movies coming out this weekend too. There's also one called Champions with Woody Harrelson, which we're probably gonna watch either tomorrow or Sunday, which focuses on like special needs. A group of I guess adults at this point, kids, not kids, a basketball team. And it looks really, really fun and lighthearted. We're excited to see that. Nancy has some great interviews with Cheech Marin, I think, and a couple of other people on our LRM Online website. Also, you can check that out.
Whenever it comes to Cheech, though, I know most people go to his character of Cheech and Chong. Me, I immediately go to his sales pitch at the front of the biker strip club in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh. He has a way bigger catalog than
he's got a huge catalog. He was freaking star of his own primetime TV series. I mean, yeah, no, he's got to be, but most people think of the what's funny for me is when it comes to Chong, I don't think of his when it comes to Tommy Chong, I do not think of his Cheech and Chong character. I think of Leo on That 70s Show.
Same. I was gonna say the same thing. All right, good. Right on. We're on the same page. And then the third movie coming out this weekend that I don't think anyone's talking about is Adam Driver's 65. And I'm like, do I even have time to see that? Or as nerds, or as we say it in the digital world, do I have the bandwidth for that? So I'm very curious to see how these movies perform, because we've seen how horror does lately. Since, you know, last year was a good year.
Teens for horror. To 30s, generally.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be excited to talk about it on Monday. I wanted to see if you wanted to take some time this morning to gloat a little bit.
I'm always down to gloat. Well, no, because usually if I am, it's because I was right about something bad.
Yes. I don't think it's been written up for us yet. Because life happens sometimes. But according to The Hollywood Reporter, let me pull this back. I just had it. Bob Iger and Disney will reduce cost on films, TV shows, to focus on quality, not volume. When it comes to the form of reducing the expense per content, whether it's a TV series or a film, where costs have just skyrocketed.
Yep.
Disney chief told investors. Out.
Just again. So you know. Yeah, you can keep talking, but it is glitching out.
Back. So he said that, speaking at a Morgan Stanley conference, basically saying they're gonna lower the amount of Star Wars and Marvel content that they're putting out per year. And I went, oh, I'm glitching out again. What's going on here?
I'm not sure.
But he did say, but it's interesting because, he says that, like, you know, the Little Mermaid in May is going to remind you how strong Disney really is, or Disney is. And it's like, I don't know, man, your last live action films haven't been the greatest either. Mm-mm. Well, Lion King wasn't really live action, so
yeah, that's just very realistically animated.
Yeah, and it made it boring. So,
well, I said before, guys, it takes money to make content, and that if you insist on not supporting the things that you like and want with your dollar bills, and again, that's your discretionary spending, not your milk and bread money, okay? Your gas money. I got times are tough, but your discretionary spending that you used to spend on movies, but now you don't because you're willing to wait for streaming or you pirate it. It results in less content and less money for what content is left. So if you want to see the budgets and scale that you saw with Phase 3 Marvel films, you gotta go to the theaters. You gotta buy a Blu-ray DVD, or God, don't buy digital copies, guys. Those libraries can disappear. But buy books like we used to for DVDs. If you get too many Blu-rays, buy a home video copy and buy a T-shirt, because that's what it takes to get more content. And again. Even if you took all of the executive, every C-suite office lost 75% of their pay, you're not going to fund Marvel, let alone all of Disney films. So,
so the
content thing, cut down, quality cut down.
The thing about it is, enjoy. And don't feel forced to go to the movies.
No.
If you don't like something, yeah. If you don't like it, don't go to the movies, because you're trying to force yourself to support the product that maybe you don't like.
If you don't like something, don't break the law and pirate it, because if it wasn't worth watching anyway. To begin with, you know.
Yeah. Just support what you like, and then they'll keep making it. Which brings me to my next point, and maybe it's in the same vein, so it's not like we're switching topic. It's still of Disney. It's continuing the Disney restructure. They're going to be making a whole lot less. They said they're going to make less Marvel and Disney products. The Star Wars one's one that's a little bit more eyebrow raising, because we know that Marvel was oversaturating the their platforms with content that, let's be honest, hasn't been very good. Mediocre at best, some of the latest stuff, not to mention except for like Wakanda Forever, that was quite the film. Hell, Angela Bassett may have won an Oscar.
Probably.
I hope she does.
A chance.
This weekend. My point, we see that some of the films are being put aside, shelved, or just not going to be done.
Which, yeah, for Star Wars.
Which, you know, which brings me to my next point is Star Wars. People aren't watching Star Wars like I think some people think they are. Because if it was all going great with Star Wars, we would have another film, I think, by now. We would have something different than The Mandalorian by now. Yeah, we had Andor, but that's been in the works for years. It really seems like they've struggled with Disney, with Star Wars from the beginning.
They have, because they rushed the sequel trilogy, which put them in a bind, because it's not that long after, excuse me, not that long relative to Adventures Across a Galaxy. It's not that long after the original trilogy, and you put yourself in a bind by trying to make a quick buck, which was, you know, exactly, wasn't it this guy that was part of that? You know,
we're going in a new direction, new Jedi, new world, new stories, new characters. Actually, we lied.
Thousand years in the future.
It's still Palpatine.
Oh yeah.
It's still Luke Skywalker.
I was not against, of course, bringing back the original three. Everyone, of course, wanted to see them on the big screen again.
You could bring them.
But you needed to take time to fully develop. I mean, the deal goes through in 2012. In 2014, in 2015, we get The Force Awakens. Like, literally 3 years from done deal to let's write.
Yeah, 2015.
And not just write, produce, edit, and publish a film, but let's do all of that, which is the first in a trilogy. And by the way, we also plan on releasing one Star Wars movie a year. And basically, Star Wars did what Marvel has done, but they did it for the big screen alone. And you had The Force Awakens, which did really well, but it does wear thin because of just how much of a copy of A New Hope it really is. And then you had, you know, Rogue One, which I really enjoy. Not everyone did. A lot of people did, but not everyone did. It did really, really well. 600 million, I think. But it was different. It was different. And then you go into The Last Jedi, which divided everybody. Solo, which I don't care what people say, it was a boring mess of check the box. How did he get his name? Something we never even questioned before. They checked that box. How does he get the ship? How does he meet the Wookiee? It was like the worst part. And then you make Han this good guy doing good things for good reasons with the whole rebellion before he meets Luke and Leia. And which to me hurts the character of Han Solo, mm-hmm. who up until you meet him in A New Hope, you assume that this is, sure, maybe he had a rough childhood, but he's still a scoundrel. He's a pirate, a smuggler, right? And here are these two freaking young kids, 17, 18, 19 years old, and they're taking on the freaking empire, man. And here I am, this smuggler, I'm going to take the money and run, you know? And you can see him dealing with that when he's you know, loading up his goods, his supplies on the Falcon at the before the Death Star run. And Chewie's like, yeah, you know, you're a bitch. And he's like, shut up, I know what the hell I'm doing. He comes back because he's actually touched by what Luke and Leia did. And then you learn that some dumbass in a mask churned his heart first, and then somehow he got all super duper cold again, knowing what he knows about the rebellion and the empire. No, No, it was an awful, awful trash movie. Anyways, that came after The Last Jedi. And then we go into the Rise of Skywalker, which pretty much is universally disliked, except for, of course, the young kids, who that was like the end of their trilogy and stuff like that.
It's been a mess. Huge mess. The best thing that came out of those three movies was Boba Frink. I just really like him. it's been a mess, and they continue to make it, and now it seems like they've resorted to, hey guys, remember this?
Yeah.
And then and it's like, Obi-Wan. it's like look, it's Boba that thing Fett. It's that thing from that other movie. they actually made one good one, Andor.
Yeah.
And then Mando's okay. Mando's fine for what it is. Like, you accept it. It's literally The Last of Us, but it's in space and or the other way around. It's just a matter of what kid is Pedro Pascal going to take on a journey next.
Yeah.
Because
escort to safety.
Yeah. this last episode of Mando was fantastic. I liked it. It might be one of their best ones that they've done, period.
I wouldn't go that far. It was way better than the first episode. It was solid B plus, but I wouldn't put it up there with like season two finale, season one finale, the Mayfield episodes, both, you know, the prison ship and the military cafeteria. Those are all great.
Well, actually, I might actually put it above the season finale of season two, just because I hate the fact that Disney, any moment they can do it, they're like, girl power, girls could do it better.
Yeah, but that one worked out well because of who the team already was.
Yeah, I guess it
and
does.
They, and they
does
didn't make like a that. Scene of it. It was like, here's your job, here's your job, and then they all go execute. They didn't have to come together for it.
Oh, okay.
It just happened. I didn't mind that one. Yeah. Screw
that
A-Force
shit, though. When you keep doing it,
you're on edge.
Yeah. It gets kind of annoying. Not that there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that, you know, they even did it in an Endgame. It was so bad in Endgame that the boys did an entire season based around it.
Yes. Yes.
Real quick, thank God for the boys, because their marketing and social team always has a fun post or something based on current events and what's happening. You know, thank God for Homelander, right? I'm just kidding. he's a terrible
it's a
person.
Good show.
So, yeah, it's a great show. Apparently, the next season is going to be even bloodier and gorier. And I was like, how? Nice. But then again, the book is you guys don't know.
It's a notch above too.
So. What do you think? I know we're not the cantina, but fuck those guys. I'm just kidding.
Those guys.
Sure, you too then. what do you think? What do you think they got to do with Star Wars? Because you know what they shouldn't do is make $5,000 cruises out of it and then convert a book into something about it.
Into an advertisement. Yeah. Yeah. The scoundrel and the princess or whatever.
This is
the title
where they went
it.
On their honeymoon.
And it's like, yeah, sure. Han Solo's going to go on a cruise. He's not going to just sit there and say, hey, let's leave Chewie behind with the droids. You and I will go out on a trip on the Falcon. Just that's what they would do, because they don't need anything else.
Do you think Chewie watches in the corner?
He doesn't have to. He's got the onboard ship cameras.
Oh boy. No, because I thought of it for a second as like a pet, like a dog, whatever.
It's That's funny though. I like that. That's funnier. look. The thing with Star Wars is like I said, they already kind of ruined things by rushing the sequel. So you've already used up the original characters, not to mention the passing of Carrie Fisher. You should really do what I have said. You pick 1,000 years, past or future, so that way you're not going to be able to touch a Palpatine or a Skywalker. don't want the name anywhere unless it's in the future and you're hearing about the long dead legend of Luke Skywalker, right? And you'd tell some stories that are set in Star Wars a long time ago or very, very far in the future. You hold what's true about Star Wars, meaning that you make it an all ages affair. And I know what Lucas went to with Return of the Jedi's Ewoks and the prequel trilogy, where he was very much more kid-like, but that's not what the majority of Star Wars fans were into, even except for the most like rabid prequel stands out there. Most people still agree that Empire Strikes Back is the best. Some will say Jedi, but most people are there with the OT being like the blueprints. And when you look at the majority of the OT, it's an all ages affair.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars has been very, very kiddish these last few years and last few projects, and especially that first episode of Mando. It was like a freaking cartoon. Davey Broccoli is in. I mean, come on now. We are dealing with space plant pirates that dress and sound like Pirates of the Caribbean. With a slight space touch. And like I even mentioned, we've already seen space pirates in Star Wars, like Han frickin' Solo, for example, and he didn't wear clothes like that. What's up?
No, to be honest, it was like a live action Clone Wars episode.
Yeah, that's and that's not what Star Wars was. It is what it is now because a lot of people grew up with Clone Wars or Rebels, and they grew up with the prequels, but that's not what it was, and that's not what it thrives on. It doesn't thrive because that age that group is always growing up, and so you got to keep making new stuff that appeals to the group that you originally did if you're going to do that, but you lose out on people as they grow older.
And that's not something that necessarily happened with Star Wars.
Not the original ones. Not the originals. No, yeah. not at all. Neither Ghostbusters or Back to the Future for that, matter. There are things that are timeless that people that you'll look at something and you'll be like, man, you really dumbed that down for kids. Yet that same franchise, Ghostbusters is a prime example of one. Kids freaking loved the original, the cartoon, and the first sequel. And the first sequel was more like the cartoon than the original movie, but it still was, at its core, a team of Ghostbusters, which were doing a mundane pest control job with on-job physical comedy, something none of which we got in Afterlife, which is why it's not a Ghostbusters movie.
It's a Ghostbusters movie. You can go
no, out. It's not. Not. Anyways, so yeah, that's the thing, man. You gotta go back to what makes Star Wars Star Wars. It's science fantasy that appeals to all ages and leaves you wanting to visit that place again and again.
Yeah, and it's okay not to like the product, and it's okay to like the product. If you like the crap that they're putting out now, in general, I'm not saying all of it. We already talked about how Mando's good, Andor was great, and you know, the first season of The Bad Batch I liked a little bit more. Second season just fell off a cliff.
Cam enjoys bitching about that.
The second season. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna talk about second season. Point is. But if they would have put the same amount of effort that they did in just trying to make a quick buck into making a quality product, they would have been fine. But they just thrown everything out that can. You guys really like Boba Fett? Well, here's a Boba Fett series that nobody asked for, and nobody.
Oh, people thought they wanted it.
Well, yeah, I guess they thought they wanted it. Yeah, but it's not good. No. And you got, unless you like the shiny mopeds, and you know, and the cameos and stuff. And then in between, it's like, you know what? We actually don't have enough Boba Fett content. Let's bring back Mando and Grogu. That Ahsoka, way,
Luke.
Yeah. And the Rancor and in the finale, Mando's gonna be the one that saves everything. Mando 2.5. Which fine. You should have just made that an insert in Mando and don't lie to us. So the most interesting part of that entire series I found was kind of a deep dive into the Sand People. I kind of like that. And then they
fizzled out on it.
Yeah, completely.
They fizzled out on it. They're like, and they're dead. It's like, okay, yeah, we knew they were going to die, but you just missed out on all the best parts about his like fight back. And no, they just fizzled out on it.
I think.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I think what Disney's finding out very difficultly is...
The hard way.
The hard way, yeah. Is that audiences are kind of smart. And just because you put the mouse and you put a Star Wars brand on it, or you put the mouse and a Marvel brand on it, doesn't mean they're going to flock to it immediately. Ant-Man and the Wasp is a prime example of that.
Yeah,
the love and care of a film, you can tell because of the way that for weeks Black Panther Forever was there, the way that Avatar was there with 20th Century, which is also Disney. People will respond to quality, and that's just really the case, I think. And now you're to the point where all the decades of trust that Disney had stored away, they're the ones burning it because look, here's Lightyear,
all that goodwill gone.
Yeah, here's Lightyear. It's like, we didn't want Lightyear. No, you guys are gonna love it because it's a Toy Story thing.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, it's not. This is not a Toy Story thing at all. What are you talking about? And people didn't respond. And what are they doing now? Going back to Toy Story.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it didn't work.
it's a
mess, man. But you gotta learn somehow, right?
Apparently,
they thought they were. They've always thought, I think, they were too big to fail, and
They could absorb a few duds here and there. I mean, they did have like Dinosaur or Dinosaur Life or the Good Dinosaur, whatever, that didn't do so hot. I mean, they've had a few. Duds,
yeah, but there was like one dud surrounded by like four,
a whole
five, you know,
lot of success.
Good success.
It all goes back, man. That quality thing. It all goes back to quantity. They have really just stretched themselves so thin, and even before the pandemic, they had stretched themselves too thin. You know, I've said it before, you know, not every medium or not every franchise or brand works across every medium. Star Wars is a really interesting one where TV seems to be the way to go because of just how revered that original trilogy, and to a lesser degree the prequels, but the story of Anakin, Luke, and Palpatine is to people, like, it's just so freaking important. And so it's like, no, you can't recapture that. Movies might not be the thing for you, but it's also a matter of how much they were trying to put out. Star Wars works better on film in much smaller doses, it seems, with time between and planning. But Marvel expanded too much. They had found a sweet spot with three movies a year, mm-hmm. and then they tried to add, we're going to try for four or five movies sometimes, and we're going to have, three or four TV projects at the same time. It's like, no, you guys might be able to do three and two with a special or two every year. Three movies, two shows.
Three movies, two shows is plenty.
They're spreading themselves too thin, trying to... Before the pandemic and before streaming was as prevalent as it is now, it was all about, we're making good return, so why not make more of it, right? And then you get to, well, now we got to fill this subscription service because people will turn it off if we don't have new content regular. And that was an early thing about Disney Plus, dude. People booked it for Mando, and then shut it off. I remember months after Mando was done, I was like, man, there is nothing to watch on Disney, because I already owned all the Infinity Saga Blu-rays and stuff.
And so what are they doing now?
I owned all the Star Wars.
No physical media.
No physical media whatsoever. And that's a dangerous thing all on its own about having access to original works and things like that. But now they got to put so much on there to keep people, and that waters it all down.
Yeah,
waters it all down.
So yeah, I think you're definitely right. It's just a matter of slowing down, and getting it right. If you didn't have the right story for Star Wars, you should have never done it, because saying the legacy was so high and the bar was set so high with what was already made, that what you did was take the lazy way out, and everyone saw it immediately after the first movie. It was like, that's literally A New Hope. So hopefully this is a turning point, and Iger making those comments and everything publicly, especially, it's one thing to say them in private, but it's another to admit, hey, we need to change the model.
But we screwed up.
Yeah. So hopefully we get better product in the future. And that's what we want. And we don't want things to be bad. We wish Sony would make better stuff. But they don't. And that just gives us more things to whine and complain about. But when things are good and things get, we praise it. We're not Avatar people, but we're happy that it's doing well for what it did for theaters. Who knows? Maybe that movie, coupled with like Black Panther, people are going to the theater seeing previews that maybe they hadn't seen before.
Maybe gets them in the theaters next month.
Yeah.
And the month after that, and so on. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we got a bit of a late start today, and I got to get ready for Breaking Geek Radio, which is another podcast here on the Genreverse YouTube channel.
Featuring Janet.
The Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse podcast network. Breaking Geek's kind of like us, but there's a whole different crew, and they talk usually longer. And do a movie review. It's going to be Scream 6 this week. So yeah, we also got anime reactions on AVR Squared, Genre Shot trailer reactions, the Cantina for Star Wars, reviewing Mandalorian Season 3, of course, trademark, copyright, all of that for Davey Broccoli. That's mine. I did that. I created that shit. and of course, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem will eventually return with Secret Invasion. If it's not a reaction video, it goes up on the podcast apps. Like I said, the Genreverse Podcast Network. And then, of course, LRMonline.com every day for all written news, reviews, celebrity interviews that also go up on the LRM YouTube channel, and more. Manny, final words for the week.
Have a good weekend. Go out there, watch Scream. And a little bit later on today, LRM Online, I'll have an interview with Al Madrigal for Lopez versus Lopez. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Bye. We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.